From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama hosts a nuclear security summit. The White House says while it is impossible to determine the likelihood of a nuclear attack by extremist groups, there are tons of loose nuclear material located around the world. The administration says the material is not sufficiently secured and potentially accessible to terrorists. The biennial event Thursday and Friday will include delegations from more than 50 nations who will discuss involving nuclear threats and ways to prevent them. U.S. President Barack Obama, Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe, and South Korean President Park Geun-hye will hold a trilateral meeting Thursday on the sidelines of the summit. The three allies plan to discuss China's level of commitment to a tough sanctions-based approach to pressure North Korea into giving up its nuclear weapons. President Obama will also meet with Chinese President Xi Jinping Thursday on the sidelines of the summit. The Obama administration says it will not paper over differences with China on maritime and cybersecurity issues. 70-year-old U Tin Kyo took the oath of office Wednesday during a brief ceremony before a joint session of Myanmar's parliament. The ceremony marks the end of military rule in the country dating back to 1962. In his inaugural speech, the new president vowed to change the current constitution so that it fully embraces democratic standards. The U.S. military said Wednesday it plans to increase its military presence in Eastern Europe to deter Russian aggression. The Pentagon says it intends to deploy a brigade combat team on a rotational basis next February, along with a full set of equipment, to NATO's eastern borders. This is VOA News. French President François Hollande announced Wednesday he has abandoned his plan for a constitutional provision that would strip the citizenship from French-born terrorists. He first proposed the change after the November terrorist attacks in Paris, but France's Senate and National Assembly were not able to agree on a text. Police found images and floor plans of the Belgian Prime Minister's office and residence on a laptop computer discarded in a garbage bin near an apartment used by the suspects in last week's Brussels attacks. Several Belgian newspapers reported Wednesday that the laptop was found during a raid in the Schierbeck neighborhood several hours after the attack. A Belgian government official says there were absolutely no specific indications that the Prime Minister was under threat from the attackers. The UN humanitarian chief said Wednesday, since January, aid workers have reached nearly 400,000 Syrians in besieged and hard-to-reach areas. Stephen O'Brien told the Security Council in his monthly briefing that continued safe access is urgently needed to reach millions more.
Impeachment, sem crime de responsabilidade.
Brazilian President Dilma Rousseff lashed out at critics trying to impeach her Wednesday. Ms. Rousseff said in Brasilia that her opponents were trying to carry out a coup to oust her. She said she would continue to advance social programs in the face of an ongoing recession. Opposition lawmakers accused her of illegally borrowing money to boost public spending to mask the severity of the country's economic downturn during her 2014 re-election campaign. A court in Bangladesh issued an arrest warrant for opposition leader Khaleda Zia Wednesday. The warrant is connected to the 2015 firebombing of a bus that killed two people and injured many others. The former prime minister and 27 other leaders of the Bangladesh Nationalist Party are accused of instigating the bombing. A spokesman for the BNP called the charges laughable. Colombia has agreed to hold formal peace talks with the country's second-largest rebel group. That moves the nation closer to ending a five-decade civil war. A spokesman for China's Taiwan Affairs Office said Wednesday a new law under review in Taiwan's legislature could hurt the ability of the two sides to conduct negotiations and further ties. The new draft law would allow more government oversight of agreements made with China. The Democratic Progressive Party, which gained a majority of seats in the legislature following elections in January, is proposing that the law be considered before a new trade pact with China is passed. On Wall Street, U.S. stock indexes ended the day higher. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.